Rooftop Restorations.
Hello, Eric?
Yes.
Hi, Eric. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, favorite day of the week, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So I was just calling because your account came across my desk to go over Google Guarantee options and availability for you.
Okay.
What do you know about so far about Google Guarantee?
Not much. It was a brief conversation Friday with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
We were just trying to figure out the next step. We just want to do more. We're looking into doing the Google ads,
mm-hmm.
the pay-per-click thing, and then maybe
yeah.
doing some of the Google Guarantee stuff.
Right. So the thing about Google Guarantee is it's a beta – well, it's not a beta program. It was a beta program for the first couple of years, and Google actually has built this program to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. And I personally get really fired up when somebody qualifies for it because it's not available in every area for every category and not every person qualifies. So in my opinion, it's like the cure for cancer as far as getting leads goes. Just because,
okay.
Yeah, it's really been so beneficial and profitable to the clients. Plus, you know, I'm sure that you have probably tried something like Thumbtack or Porch, maybe Networks or maybe even Angie's.
Yeah, I've tried Networks and Angie's. And they're both, honestly, I gotta say, horrible.
Garbage.
I have nothing to say
yeah.
about both of them. They, especially Angie's, me and Angie's are debating right now over about $5,000 and, I may go ahead and pursue them to get that back. I'm not sure yet,
but.
You should.
There's a class action lawsuit against them. Yeah, you should.
Oh, there already is one.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to advertise that to you.
Yeah, well, they do a good job of keeping it down. I know that.
Well, all you have to do is search it. Google, do a straight Google search, and it'll come right up.
Okay, yeah.
There was one a few years ago. There's a new one this year. So the reason I bring that up is not to, like, drudge up old sad memories, but to tell you that this is nothing like that. Okay?
Okay.
So everything that you despise about that has been made right with Google Guarantees. So I'm going to give you a little background on myself. I've been with this company for 8 years. Local Splash has been around for 18 years. And the thing about this is that I've heard the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the ugly. I mean, you name it, I've heard it, right? As I'm sure you
sure.
can imagine. So I've
yeah.
heard people that sing the praises and absolutely love it, and then but the majority of the time I've heard the same complaints like you have. So with that being said, this program, you know, factors bring a 33% stronger conversion than any other pay-per-lead service. So the main things that you don't like about it, like the fact that the lead cost is constantly fluctuating, you have to pay for unqualified leads, whether or not you get the job, there's not a real-life human on the other end of the phone, all those things have been made right with Google Guarantee, okay?
Okay.
So first and foremost, I want to get a couple of requirements out of the way. What type of licensing do you have for your company?
So it is a RSP license.
Okay, what is
It's a roofing registered contractor.
Okay.
It's filed with the DBPR.
The Florida State Certified Building Contractor License?
It's not the certified, it's the other one. It's called registered.
Okay, all right. And then you have insurance for the company? General liability?
Yeah.
$2 million. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. I have a $2 million general liability and then workers' comp insurance as well.
Okay. How many employees?
As of right now, 3.
Are they willing to sustain a background check?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. Nobody has anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor, right?
There shouldn't be a single charge on any of us.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then the application fee is a one-time cost of $250 for all. It's not each, for all. Okay. It's a one-time cost of $250. That's the upfront cost. Now, what happens is the application itself, the maximum amount of time that it takes to process application and get complete Google Guarantee approval is 4 to 8 weeks. That's the max. I don't even see it regularly take that long. It just depends on how quickly you get that application back to me. The application itself, what is entailed in that, Eric, is going to be uploading the business documents, the business license, the business insurance, the EIN number, and then social security number and driver's license for yourself as the owner, and then any face-to-face employees that are going out and giving estimates that you want on the application. So if you don't want them on the application, you don't want them going out and giving or making face-to-face estimate, if you're not willing to vouch for them 100% within the company, then don't put them on the application. If you trust them a million zillion percent and it's all good, then go ahead. Because what Google is guaranteeing to the public in the Google Guarantee section is they're guaranteeing that you are a quality service provider, that they've done the background check, that you're vetted, and that you're tried and true. They're saying, hey, we guarantee this client, this provider's work up to an additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, at the end of the day, $2,000 insurance on a roof isn't all that much. You and I both know that. However, it is Google's way of trying to put forward good faith. So what they're doing is guaranteeing the public a quality service provider instead of some of these Yahoos that are coming through, because you know, the general public has experienced HomeAdvisor as well. You know, and it's not just bad for the contractors. It's not too great for the consumers either. The only person making out on this is HomeAdvisor or Angie's, whatever they're going by nowadays. So with that being said, they're also guaranteeing you qualified leads. Okay. Now, with the leads, what happens is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget to start out for 13 leads in a month. Your lead cost is very reasonable for all roofing leads. You're looking at a $38.67 roofing lead cost per lead.
Okay.
Okay, minimum monthly budget is $505. So the way it works is like this. You fill out the application, you get it back to us. We're also going to encourage you, you need to get 5 five-star reviews on the Google Business Profile that we've set up for you, which I can send you out a review link. We can make it super easy. I'm sure you've got 5 people willing to say something nice about the company, right?
Yeah, Kathleen from Local Splash sent me the review link Friday and told me I need to start working on that.
Yep, it's gonna be, that's something we need ASAP. Like, get it cranking up. Even if it's family, friends, just get 5, at least 5. But that's another thing that's gonna help you to rank within the local map as well. So, once you get the Google Guarantee approval, we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget is $505. So that means the leads are gonna come in at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, you're in complete control over this. So, A, the first thing is this. When people go to Google and they look in that Google Guaranteed section and they click on your listing, you're not charged. They can look at your website. They can go in and read the reviews. They can do any number of things. They can even call you directly. You're not automatically charged. You're only charged when Google deems that it is a qualified lead. So what happens is the clients, they've gone to Google and they've chosen to work with you, so they are reaching out to you directly. Google will assign you a Google call tracking phone number. You will know for a fact that it is a Google guaranteed lead that is coming in through the app itself, because it's going to say Google guarantee LSA, which is local service ad. You're going to know that that's a lead coming in. So it's a real life human being on the other end of the phone. Okay.
Now a question for you. So are they calling us directly or are we getting an email sent?
Nope.
With their information?
No, sir. They're calling you directly. So, A, there's lead exclusivity. They've gone on. They've chosen. They want to work with you. They're calling you directly. B, it's a real-life human being on the other end of the phone. C, if it's not a qualified lead, you don't pay for it. Now you're saying, well, how do they know if it's qualified or unqualified, right?
Yeah.
All the calls are recorded. AI is listening. There's specific criteria that's considered a qualified call. Because all the calls are recorded, you have access to it through your local splash dashboard. We have access to it through the local splash dashboard, as does Google. So if a call is unqualified, which I'm going to give you the criteria in just a second, then and it happened to slip through the cracks, then you would just say, hey, this wasn't a qualified call. It doesn't meet the criteria, and I need it disputed. We dispute it before you get the money back. It's very rare that that happens, but it has happened occasionally. Now, if somebody calls you, Eric, and it's a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it's somebody who is seeking employment with your company, you are not charged. If it is somebody who is like a robo-dialer or press one dialer, any of that stuff, not charged. If it's somebody asking for a service that you don't provide, that's not listed on your service profile, because within the roofing vertical, there is a specific set of keywords and services. So if they're asking for some service that you don't provide that's not listed on your profile and you decline the job, you are not charged. If they're asking for a service outside of your service radius that, again, is listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you are not charged. So you are only charged if the client, which the first one isn't going to make a lot of sense, but if they call and ask for estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably never, right?
Correct.
You can't estimate a roof over the phone, right? I mean, we're pretty advanced in technology here, but that's tip of the scales a little. So, okay, you can't do that. So that wouldn't work out. Or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face, Google considers that a qualified call.
Okay.
Okay. Now, once you cut the leads on, once we call you, we say we're ready to set the budget, you say go ahead and charge it. We cut the leads on. They're coming in to you directly. Then you take on the first couple of leads. You can, A, increase the lead flow if you want it to come in any faster. You have the ability to do that. Say you want 6 leads in a week or 8 leads in a week. And the latter is true as well. Say that you know for a fact that you're going to be out of town, or you and your crew are booked up for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. You can pause the campaign, and the budget holds exactly where it's paused, okay? So if you pause the campaign and there's $383 left in your budget, that's where it's paused. There's not an automatic charge. When you cut the leads back on, they start coming out of that remaining budget.
Okay.
And that budget is not replenished until it's completely exhausted.
Okay. Now, the only real question I have is, say if I miss a call from a lead, how does that work? How do I get their information to be able to call them back?
You have the information directly in the dashboard, Local Splash dashboard, as well as the Local Splash calling app. You'll have their information. You all of their contact information is made privy to you, absolutely. And I do believe that it comes up on the caller date ID as well. But the super cool thing about this is that when you do connect with them, we strongly suggest that you give them your regular phone number outside of the Google call tracking number directly, so you can communicate with them off that, you know.
Okay.
We're trying to bring you as many clients as possible with the least amount of cost. So if you're able to get a lead without it charging you a budget out of your budget, then that's fair, you know.
Understandable.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I mean, I like everything I'm hearing. I just got to get the five-star reviews. You said to submit this application. So
the first step is that I would go ahead and charge the $250 application fee and send you the application. We give you about 24 to 48 hours with the application, especially because you have a few employees, so you're going to need to gather their information if you decide to put them on the application itself. And then we'll have a client interview. The client interview is just to cross the T's and dot the I's with the application. So even if you have a couple of friends or family, I can resend that link to you that Catherine sent you, and we get those five-star reviews up and moving very quickly. I mean, it shouldn't take very long, okay?
Okay, so what happens if I submit this application in 48 hours? I know Google takes how long for reviews to post? They take, like, 10 10 to 14 days for a review to post. Is that true?
I haven't seen it take 10 to 14 days. I'm sure that in some cases it has, but usually in the cases that it has, there's already something kind of going on with that account. Like it may have been under suspension, or there may have been like some type of snafu with it. And the reason I say that is because Google has like seriously cracked down in the past like 6 months. They have really cracked down on the requirements to even get verified, having to send in business license, insurance, photos of the trucks and things like this. Like, they're not letting just any old person list anymore. The fact that your listing is already live and going, I don't anticipate 10 to 14 days for your reviews.
Okay, cool. I just don't want to pay the $250 and not get those 5 reviews in time and then have to pay that $250 again.
You're never going to have to pay that $250 again. If you pay that $250 today and we move it forward and say for some reason you choose not to do the application for 6 months, you never pay it again, ever. It's a one-time cost. I promise you that. So the reviews are definitely going to help you, and they are – I mean, they're going to help you on a number of platforms. I can't stress how important the reviews are. So there's a number of reasons that you definitely do want to get those 5-star reviews up and moving. However, it's not like the end of the world. You know, you just get a – call a couple friends. Even if you can't get a hold of any of your past clients, go ahead and just call a couple of people so you can go ahead and get it moving forward.
Okay.
So I'm sending that link again. It's right here. And let me make sure that it's active. Oh, nope. Don't use that link. Do not use that link. I'm going to get you a new one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me tell her right now.
So that link I sent out to all these other, my previous customers over the weekend, what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm checking right now because I just tried to pull it up.
It pulls up the rooftop restorations on my phone.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then it might, hold on. I haven't cleared my cache in a while, so that might be it. Hold on. If it's pulling up on your phone, then it's good. Oh, wait. Okay, wait. You said it worked. Stand by. Let me check on my cell. Let me check on my cell phone. Hold on. Let me just go ahead and take a quick look to make sure, because I don't search this regularly on my cell phone, but it may be that I didn't, because I haven't cleared my cache, and as you can imagine, I do a boatload of searches on my work computer.
Well, that's good that you have your personal phone there. You can go ahead and start with the number one 5-star.
Yeah, I absolutely can. No worries. Restoration. Let's go there. See? Uh-uh. It's not working for me. I'm getting you a new link.
Okay.
Yes, please send new link. This one isn't working for me. Okay, once I get that, then I will go ahead and get that 5-star review out for you. No worries. So I'm going through here. Do I have permission to charge the card on file for the $250 application fee?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let me go ahead and switch this stuff out. Then the next thing that we're going to do is I'm going to schedule the client onboarding with the technician. And this, again, is a very brief interview with the tech. We just want to make sure that, just want to make sure that you've had time to complete the application itself. So that's what's important, is if you need a little more time with the application, like I don't know if you're going to include the guys that you have working for you on the application. It does ask if you have field workers. Again, I cannot stress to you enough that if you absolutely trust them and you know for a fact that you would trust them to go give an estimate on behalf of your company, then yes, put them on. But if you do not 1,000,000% trust them to do that, then don't do that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I just charged the budget for that. Let me get the application out. I'm going to send it via text as well as via email. That way you have it both ways. And then I'm going to get you a new link out. And I also need to schedule a time for the onboarding call. So that's coming over via text now. I have an email address here of Cole Corey at rooftoprestorationsfl.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go here. And it's going to come through and say Google Guarantee application. In the application itself, it's going to ask you what the minimum monthly budget that you're starting at. So I'm going to put a couple of notes here. CPL is cost per lead, and that's going to be the $38.67. MMB is going to be the minimum monthly budget, and that's at the $505. So you can put that information in on the application, okay?
Okay.
That's coming through to you now. It's not working for me from my cell phone or my computer. I don't understand. He needs to be logged into a Gmail before going to the link. I am logged into one. I'm logged into four. Are you logged into your Gmail, Eric, on your phone?
Yeah.
And the link is working for you, right?
Let me double check. It worked this morning. Yeah, but the link you sent me is different.
Right?
Let me see.
Hold on. Let me go back in. Maybe I missed it. I thought that that's the one. It was Rate My Pro.
It's telling me sign in Google account when I click on that one. But this other one is just HTTPS, ratemy.pro/rooftoprestoration.
Right. That's the one, and I can't get into that one. And now, is that one working for you when you clicked in it? There it went. Okay. It finally went. I don't know. Maybe it was just a snag. Okay. That was very strange.
Yeah.
Okay. It's working. All right. For client onboarding, do you want that like tomorrow or the following day? How long would you like with the application?
I can't get to it today. I'll have to get to it tomorrow. So let's do it Thursday for the onboarding call.
You got it. Thursday, what time?
Let's do 12 o'clock my time.
Okay. I can do Friday at 12 or I can do Friday. Thursday at 1 or 11.
Let me look. Friday at 12 is best.
You got it. You're going to get an email notification. I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent as well. We'll call from the 877 number. Okay. This is going to come to you now. It's going to be a placeholder within the calendar just to go ahead and keep everything secured. Let me see.
So do you work directly with Local Flash?
I do. I've been here for 8 years.
Nice. I was supposed to have a call before this one at 1 o'clock for the Google Ads.
Yeah. She said she tried to call you and she got your voicemail. That was the next message she just sent me is, can you ask him when I should call about the Google Ads? She said she tried to contact you at the time, but she got the voice message. So that's, if I had known that.
146. Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to have her call now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm telling her right now.
You send that application over?
I did. Yep, and I'm going to send you one more text with my direct phone number and extension line, so if you have any questions or you need anything, you can reach out to me directly, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Bye.